Advanced Spanish with Michelle Thomas. Copyright 2006. In the content, Michelle Thomas. In the recording, Hodder and Stoughton. Recording 1.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
You all wanted me to come and continue the course which I gave you, and I decided to be here and to do it. And I'm very happy to give you a continuation, extension of the course. This extension will lead you into building up the entire structure of the language, which will be done again very easily. And again, I would like to recommend for you the same as before, to be relaxed, never to try to remember, because the responsibility for your remembering is in my teaching and not with you. Meaning, not to try, because trying is tension producing and will interfere with learning. What will be achieved now is building structure, all the tenses of the language. In other words, I like to avoid using the word grammar. This is what you're going to get, but easily and quickly. Vamos a comenzar, or vamos a empezar. We're going to start.
Okay.
Good.
And we're going to start with a review first of the present tense. The key to the whole present tense is to stress always the syllable before last of any verb. Therefore, if you want to say to buy would be
comprar.
Comprar. And I am buying it would be
compro.
It. I'm buying it.
Lo compro.
Right. Lo compro. I'm buying it. I do not buy it. I don't buy it because it's very expensive.
No lo compro porque es muy caro.
Right. No lo compro porque es muy caro. Why don't you buy it, señor?
Por qué no lo compra, señor?
Yes, say it again.
Por qué no lo compra, señor?
Right. Por qué no lo compra? Why don't you buy it? Why aren't you buying it?
Por qué no lo compra, right, señor?
So, why don't you buy it or why aren't you buying it? It's the same. Por qué no lo compra? We have three types of verbs in Spanish. I divide them up into two categories, and I will say either the verb ends in R, meaning AR. I call them the R verbs. The AR is R. That's one category. Or they don't end in AR, an R, like air or ear, the other category. And in the present tense, with all verbs, you stress, you push down on the syllable before last. For I, after you push down, you will surface on O. The O is pronounced O like in obey. So, comprender, to understand. I understand would be
comprendo.
Comprendo. Push down, comprend, and you surface on O. Comprendo. For to understand, you can also say entender. So I understand it would be
lo entendo.
Usually, if you push down on an E,
oh, yes.
In pushing down, the E will cave in and split into IE.
Lo entiendo.
Right. Lo entiendo. Yes. In comprender, you have the E between PR and ND. It holds up.
So
it will not split into comprendo, but comprendo. and comprende. For you, understand, comprende, or of entender, you understand?
Entiende.
Entiende. So, if you want to say, why don't you understand me?
Porque no me entiende.
Right. Porque no me entiende. You're talking to señor, señora, señorita. But if you're talking to your friend Roberto, Roberta, why don't you understand me?
Porque no me entiendes.
Right. Porque no me entiendes. And if you're talking to several people, why don't you all understand me? Could be a couple or many people.
Porque no me entienden.
Right. Porque no me entienden. And they don't understand me.
No me entienden.
Right. No me entienden. He's preparing it for me.
Prepara me.
Say it again. He's preparing it.
Lo. Mm-hmm. Lo prepara.
Right.
For me.
Right. Lo prepara para mí.